This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. A new survey finds that amid mental health struggles, many young people in Chicago remain optimistic about their future. The survey by A Better Chicago, which invests in nonprofits, did raise some alarming stats, like the fact that almost all 400 young people surveyed think mental health issues are a growing problem, and that over half have witnessed violence in their communities. But CEO Beth Swanson says there are positives, like how many of the youth polled plan to continue their education beyond high school.
We should be very optimistic about the generations growing up in Chicago and where they want to go in life. And it's really up to us to help support and fuel those visions and goals.
The survey also shows young people are finding help through community-based programs in their neighborhoods. A possible breakthrough in Chicago's teacher contract negotiations. Chicago Public Schools administrators are planning to offer significant raises. The school district says it will offer 4% raises this year and between 4 and 5% for the next 3 years. It also plans to expand healthcare insurance without charging members more. The teachers' union contract expired on June 30th, and tense negotiations have been ongoing. Staff at a state prison near Joliet picketed outside the facility yesterday to protest their uncertain future. A judge recently ordered the Illinois Department of Corrections to move incarcerated people out of Stateville Prison due to dangerous conditions there. But the union representing prison guards argues the hasty transfers have caused chaos and put their jobs at risk. Anders Lindahl is a spokesperson for AFSCME Council 31.
It's not acceptable for the department to say, well, jobs are available, but they're 50 or 75 or 100 miles away in each direction.
Lindahl says the union wants to make sure every worker is offered a job close to Stateville. The Department of Corrections did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And the new Hard Rock Casino in Rockford is now open. The casino includes over 1,000 slot machines and table games, as well as a live venue that seats 2,000 people. Yesterday's grand opening was the culmination of a five-year journey since Rockford secured a casino license. Governor J.B. Pritzker celebrated Hard Rock's economic impact on the region.
Much of which comes from visitors to the region who are enjoying themselves while contributing revenue that helps alleviate the burden on Rockford and Winnebago County taxpayers.
Pritzker says Hard Rock has generated almost $40 million in state and local revenue since the temporary facility opened in 2021. And for a few other quick hits you need to know today, the CTA is now using a new program powered by artificial intelligence to detect guns brandished by passengers at its train stations. Officials say the tech was first implemented in Chicago at Navy Pier. The ACLU of Illinois says there are concerns about the use of this technology without public input. Roadwork on Illinois roads will be halted where possible for the Labor Day holiday weekend. Illinois transportation officials say most construction will be paused between 3 o'clock Friday until midnight Monday to minimize travel disruptions. They're urging drivers to keep an eye out for work zones and changes on the road. In the weather, a chance of thunderstorms through the afternoon today with highs in the mid-80s, then a cloudy evening tonight with a low of 64. And then it gets beautiful. Tomorrow, a clear and beautiful sunny day with highs in the mid-80s. Sunday and Monday are both forecast to also be clear and sunny with highs in the mid-70s. That's it for now. Later today, you'll hear the story of a jazz trumpet player and band leader from Chicago, Marquise Hill.
I had a lot of mentors in my life who were educators, tour musicians, and I had a great model to look up to. You know, these people in my life showing me that, oh, you can actually live a beautiful life, you know, playing this music. So I had that representation from a very young age.
That's today at 1 p.m. I'm Justin Bull. We're taking Monday off for Labor Day. I hope you can too. Thanks for listening, and we will see you on Tuesday.